Oh, hi, it's you. How have you been? How's the job been treating you? Ah, same old, huh? Well, how about you tell me about it? Rum and Coke, right? Light on the rum? Oh, a little heavy on the rum. Wow, you sure it's the same old? Well, I'm just saying, you always get the same thing at the same time, 7 p.m. sharp. And honestly, I think this is the first time I've ever seen you change your drink order even once. Even if it is just a little more booze in the soda. Some rough calls, huh? Well, you can tell me all about it. Let me get you that drink. Why do I like hearing your stories all the time? Well, it's because you have some crazy stories, don't you know? I mean, you've seen all kinds of crazy stuff as a first responder. And I think what you do is pretty damn amazing. Plus, you're a very good storyteller. Yes, I'm a bartender, but let's face it. The most action this place gets is the toilet where people keep throwing up. So come on, spill the details. How was your shift? Right. Oh, wow, so the city's been keeping you busy. A woman with abdominal pain at a restaurant? Was the steak that bad? Wait, no. Was she pregnant? I knew it. I mean, not really, but go ahead, continue. Wait, she didn't know she was pregnant? How does someone not know if they're pregnant? You did? You delivered a baby. Was that your first time? But it was really easy? Like playing catch. Yeah, maybe that's because you're not the one pushing a cantaloupe out of your hoo-ha, you know? But the mom and the baby were fine, right? Oh, okay, that's good. I'm glad. What? The dad passed out? You couldn't tell if it was from shock or joy. Oh, that's so sweet. And then, so what else happened? I can't believe you had to restrain a guy who was so high he thought he was a werewolf. Oh, goodness. Wow. Hey, so all of these sound like your usual calls. You came in, though, looking a little rough. Are you sure nothing else happened? Okay. I get that you don't want to talk about it, but you know I'm here if you ever do want to, right? Hey, no. No, it's not just because I like sharing your crazy adventures. I mean, I actually care about you. No, I know I don't know you that well. Well, I mean, every time I do ask you about your personal life, you dodge the questions, but I think we've known each other long enough to at least be friends. Especially your favorite bartender. Oh, I know I'm your favorite. Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess it is pretty late. You leaving? Yeah, that's getting pretty close to closing time. Are you gonna call a cab or an Uber? Oh, careful, watch your step. Wait, what? No. No. You are not driving home. No, you are not fine to drive. I gave you like 6 shots worth of rum. Now, give me your keys. What? No, I'm not gonna drive your car. I'm gonna drive you home in my car. Oh, yes, I do too have to do this. You always tell me about how stupid people are who drink and drive, so just give me your keys. Now. Thank you. Okay, now just give me 10 minutes to close this place down. It won't take long, I promise. Everything's already clean and everyone's already cashed out. Yes, including you. Nope. This way, buddy. Oh, come on, we're so close. Oh, come on, the stairs are this way. Yeah, it's fine. Just lean on me. One foot in front of the other. Yeah, see? We got this. Just lean on me and one and two and one and there you go. You've got it. Okay, here we go. Let me just get these keys and is it this one? Nope, fuck. This one? No. Why do you have like 10 different keys? Aha! There we go. Okay, just now watch your step and watch your head. Oh, I'm sorry, fuck. Okay, now you're just making this difficult. There. Oh, there we go. Okay, now let's just get your feet up and okay, let's just take your shoes off. Huh? Oh, yes, I know. I'm really sorry about your head. There we go. Oh, shit. Looks like you knocked some of your pictures down. Let me just pick these up and put them back on the wall. Hey, who are these people? They don't really look like family. Or, I mean, they don't look like they resemble you, I mean. Your old friends? Really? You guys must have been close. I mean, I don't even have pictures of my best friend, and we were friends for like 5 years. Do you still hang out with them? They're dead? Oh, I'm so sorry. How long? 3 years? What happened to them? They died because of an overdose? What? Wait, no. How was that your fault? What? How? You gave them the money? Because they were your friends. And you knew it wasn't for what they said it was, but you gave it anyway? Oh, no. And then you found them dead. Oh, sweetie, I am so sorry. I can't even imagine what that's like. Oh, hey, no, don't cry, it's okay. Here, I'm right here. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, shh. No, it's fine. I know we don't know each other well. And I know the only reason you're telling me this is, well, you're a little drunk right now. But hey, it is not your fault. You are not the one who gave them those drugs or made them take it. You were just trying to help your friends. You didn't know that would happen. You would have never given it to them if you knew. What? No, just, oh goodness, if it wasn't for you, you don't know if they would still be alive. Maybe they would be, or maybe they would have found another way to get money. You don't know, sweetie, and maybe that's why it hurts you so much. You don't know if you would have made a difference. Yeah, it's good. What am I doing? Well, I am just going to get comfortable right here next to you. Because I'm gonna stay the night. Yeah, I really don't want to leave you here alone tonight. So, is it okay if I stay here with you? Yeah? Okay then. Here, then let me just get in the position like this and. All right, here. You can come lay on me. Yeah. There you go. And just breathe in nice and slow. Feel me brush your hair and give you head scratches. Just like this. Yeah, you can snuggle up onto me. Don't be shy. That's it. I always wanted to get to know you better. I always see you and get to hear your stories, and you do so many amazing things for people. I don't know, it just made me really curious about you. But every time I tried to ask you something personal, you dodged the question. Though I guess I can understand why now. But hey, don't worry. I won't tell anyone. Okay? Yeah. Just relax and sleep tight. I've got you tonight.